Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Darren Daly, and it's time once again to open up the PC Workshop with Martin Howe from IT Know How. And this week we're looking at some pointers on how to buy the best laptops and tablets this Christmas. Because I think, to be honest with you, Martin, it is going to be one of the most popular selling things.
People will be out there, they'll be looking for the bargains, and they'll be looking to take advantage of getting a deal in order to replace the old technology. Yeah, well, I mean, it's absolutely perfect. Reasonable. So what I thought I would do is, principally concerned with laptops, PCs and tablets. So I thought I'd just go through a couple of bits just to sort of make sure that people don't go out and end up spending their money and go, oops.
Well, not only that, you've got to bear in mind as well these days, the technologies that we work with, your phones, your tablets, your PCs, within 3 months, they're out of date anyway, aren't they? Because things move so fast.
You can prepare. I mean, you buy a car and a car's out of date. So but you drive a car for 5 years and 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years or whatever it might be. And computers and laptops are exactly the same. You can safeguard yourself to an extent by making sure you buy the right stuff. That's what I really want to touch on here. Now, one of the first things to say, I've obviously mentioned laptops and tablets. Don't go out and buy, if your laptop's just died or dying, don't go out and buy a tablet to replace your laptop. A tablet does not replace a laptop. They are two different items. You can do a whole lot more with a laptop than you can with a tablet. But it's often easier to do stuff on a tablet because it's smaller, it's portable, it's there, it's in your face and everything else. And therein lies the relationship. It's actually a matter of the two complement each other. So it's not a matter of just saying, I'm going to replace one with the other. Now, if you have a laptop and then get a tablet, you will use the tablet more. I absolutely confirm that you will do that. But what you've got to remember is things like typing on a laptop is a whole lot easier than it is on a tablet. Viewing things, easier on a laptop because it's a bigger screen. Things like printing labels. We talked about this the other week. You can't do printing labels from a tablet.
Although iPad have just launched the world's biggest iPad, which I saw an advert for the other day, which is great for designers and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. If you're going to download photographs, stuff like that, to your laptop, that's fine. You can't download them to your tablet, from your camera to your tablet. Now, some people out there will be going, yes, I can. Now, that is true because some tablets do have USB ports on them and you can buy adapters to allow some of these things to be able to download photos onto them. However, all you're going to do is you're going to eat up the very small amount of storage space you have on your tablet if you do that. So my point is, as I said, it's not to say that you should not buy a tablet, but you should actually not think that you are going to replace your laptop with a tablet because, as I say, the two work together and that will give you the best all-round experience. Now, on the subject of tablets, if you're going out, there's a tablet and a tablet and a tablet and a tablet. And quite honestly, you know, when you get down to it, we end up with any number of tablets being brought into the office with people saying, I can't this and how do I that and can you configure my email, etc., etc. And we just work on them and get on with them. And some are quicker than others and yes, etc. So that's absolutely fine. The key difference between them all, and this is what you need to consider when you're buying a tablet, is what size screen do you get? Because if you buy one that's got too small a screen that you can't see, you won't use your tablet and it will sit in a drawer, and that was a waste of 60, 80, 100, 200 pounds if you haven't bought the right one. So as far as tablets go, you won't buy a bad tablet. You will buy the wrong tablet if you don't get one with the right size screen on it. So do bear that in mind. Okay, looking at laptops and computers. So as you walk into the shop now, you know, it's a matter of what am I going to buy? And there are three key components in a computer that people are always bemused and befuddled by. There's a processor, there's memory, often referred to as RAM, and then there's the hard drive. So imagine you're a desk in an office with a filing cabinet next to you. You are the processor. You do all the work. The desk is the memory. This is the working area where the work is done. So if you have small memory, it means you've got a small desk. If you've got big memory, you've got a big desk and you can do more work. The filing cabinet that's next to you is where everything is stored and where you will get the work from to work on your desk. So there's the analogy. So that's the relationship between the three. So as you go out into the shops, what are you actually looking for then in terms of sizes that are referred to? You'll actually find that the minimum memory you can buy on a computer now pretty much is 4 gigabytes. 4 gigabytes of memory is more than adequate. If you've got more, great. Hard drives, 500 gigabyte hard drives is sort of like basic now. They're often a lot bigger than that. And again, you will never fill them. It's as simple as that. So the key aspect then is the processor. Now, unless you know what you're buying, we would never recommend that you buy an AMD processor. Now, this is because they're the cheaper processors and the manufacturers use these in order to get the price of the laptops down. There you go. That's how it's done. So when you're going, ooh, look, that one's only £200 and it's got an AMD processor. That'll be why. If you understand what you're buying, now don't get me wrong, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with AMD processors. They are a perfectly good, well-established, long-established manufacturer and they supply perfectly good processors. However, they are the favoured choice for stack it high, sell it low, and you just need to be aware because you can they just sort of like hide behind. It's an AMD, then they don't actually give you too much information. What you should really be looking for is an Intel processor, and ideally on a laptop you should be looking for a Core i3, that's C-O-R-E, Core i3 processor. If you can find one that's got Core i5 or Core i7, you probably pay more money than you need to, but that's absolutely fine. But start with the Core i3. If it says Celeron, if it's an Intel Celeron, that's the Intel's cheap processor, and that will also mean that your laptop will actually not perform as well as it should. And again, we wouldn't recommend that you buy an Intel Celeron one. The only other thing to say on that is if you're buying a computer, as long as you're buying an Intel processor that isn't a Celeron, computers, you should be fine with any Intel processor. And the reason I say that is laptops are constrained by the size of them and they're constrained by heat. So if you had an identical processor in a PC and in a laptop, you would always find the PC will perform faster because it's got more, is more capable of keeping everything cooler. That is to say, again, for the guy screaming at the radio at the moment, mine does better than, that's because you just paid £2,000 for your laptop and none of us are going to pay that for it. So just to clarify then, if you buy one of these cheaper laptops with a slower processor, it will be 6 to 12 months before you realise what you've done. Because it's one of these things, by the time they've had a load of updates, by the time they've had a load of software installed, etc., that's when it starts to slow down. Well, that's when you bring it into us, and we see any number of these. It's less than a year old, and it's got really slow. And we look at it, and we go, yeah, really sorry. We do the best we can. We tie it up as best we can, but it is what it is, and that's what you've paid for. So all I would say is there will be bargains in the sales, but not every bargain is quite what it seems.
Thank you very much, Martin. Of course, very good advice, particularly if you're one of these just waiting for the last minute to get what you think is a good deal. Don't jump on it straight away. Listen again, post and share. You can pick up the details of the PC Workshop at tonefm.co.uk.